after, you know, the shutdown of our studio because of the pandemic, we changed course. Instead of making bags, we ended up making face coverings and donating those to daycare centers of essential workers. And then the awakening of America's soul happened. That's kind of how I like to think of it. And we were just having a discussion about it. What did that mean to PUP? Because that's one of the things about our organization is that we've always look at our community and help to solve issues and using our organization as a platform to solve issues. And so what could we do as an organization? Yes, we could social media post and we could do those things, but how can we systemically look at this issue? So we had pool covers that were donated by a national pool company. And it was great, this great black material. And we were going to launch in the spring a new line of products, but what can we do now with the product that we have? And so through the lens of repurpose and reuse, what we do, and that's how the Igniter line started.
You're also creating a line of t-shirts that support local artists as well.
The Alliance t-shirt was produced by Byron Elliott with Black Sheep Collective. He is the first outside designer to design something for PUP. He is a minority designer and created a beautiful t-shirt. And the t-shirt depicts two hands making a heart. And in the middle of the heart is the flag of the city of Indianapolis. And just showing that we are people moving forward and progressing to a destination of being unified in our city.
Some of the proceeds from both of these products are going to help fund something very important as well.
Yes. So both of these products are going to help fund a fellowship. And the fellowship is going to go towards a minority designer. It could be a community designer who's designing in your community. It could be a clothing designer, a fashion designer, a food designer. But looking at how they're using their art to impact and better the community, but doing it through the lens of reuse and repurpose, because that's what makes PUP PUP.
What other things do you have in mind down the road to continue to celebrate this awakening?
It's not just the backpack. We're going to have other products of this line. And then another exciting component of it is that we're going to be highlighting some community igniters. Those within the community that have used their designs, who have been igniting conversations in their community about repurpose and reuse. Those who have been igniting conversations about equitable design. That's something that we have been doing at PUP anyway. Just last year, we had our Daylight Series where we brought in national subject matter experts about equity and design. So right now we're looking at our Indianapolis community and saying, hey, do you know of a community igniter, someone who is empowering their local community and looking at design equitably?
Teray, thank you for sharing all of this. We'll look forward to what happens next.
And thank you so much for having us.